I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan in D.C., 910 The Fan in Richmond, Odyssey app streaming live. NBC Sports Washington, you want to check us out on TV, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish Cakes, EB and JP. And yesterday, we brought in one of our update people. It wasn't Adam Pohl. I saw he tweeted a picture of himself like on a Tour de France bike.
Made me laugh.
But we brought in Susanna McCann,
who's
Savannah. Why do I call her Susanna? I just told Jason how tired I was. I stayed up for that WBC late.
You got about 4 hours sleep tops.
Yeah. And then our little one jumps into our bed at like 2:30 in the morning.
Right. Mm-hmm. That hurts.
Sometimes we'll put her back in the bed. It's 2:30. Just dealt with it.
You'll be napping today.
100%. Anyway, Savannah McCann apparently cannot ride a bike. That was the big revelation yesterday.
I mean, it is stunning. That's got to be, what did we say? It's under 1%
I mean, I don't have an idea.
I don't know if we have real concrete numbers.
Let me Bob Goo that.
Yeah, it's got to be under 1%. I mean, now I know once you reach a certain age, like I wouldn't put my mother on a bike today, but she could ride a bike when she was younger.
Right. Have you ever seen your mom ride a bike?
Yes.
I don't know that I ever saw my mom ride a bike. I never saw Paulette ride a bike.
No, never seen my mom
ride a bike. I never saw Shirley ride a bike.
I have, obviously, my mother. But, you know, she hadn't probably ridden a bike in 20 years, 30 years, maybe.
I didn't even know she owned a bike. I mean, I lived across the street from you. I can't ever remember seeing your mom ride a bike.
We had an adult bike, but I remember watching my mother ride a bike.
I would say the percentage is higher than 1%.
I think it's
higher. I think a lot of people aren't exposed.
I'm just on a few different sites here. It ranges from 4% to 6%, sometimes 10%, depending on where you're
looking. I mean, 10% would be 1 in 10 can't ride. Like, if you're, I would say cut off at like 50. Like, if you, you know, maybe after.
I see here 1 in 8 adults do not know how to ride a bike.
That seems like a high number to me.
1 in 8. And it says 1 in 10 have forgotten.
Well, the old mantra is you never forget how to ride a bike.
I don't know that you could forget. I mean, I don't know the last time I actually rode a bike.
That's impossible to forget how to do it.
20 years?
If you knew how to do it at one point,
you know what? I don't know how to do it
anymore. It's impossible to forget.
I used to be able to, because I was a stud, do a wheelie and ride a wheelie for like 10 seconds or something. Like I could really hold a wheelie up and do it. Now I ride mountain bikes, so it's hard, but I've tried to do
wheelies on those.
I can't really pop a wheelie on
them. Well, they're not designed to pop
wheelies.
Now,
the other thing I used to be able to do, and I could, it took me a while to get back to it, is riding my bike with no hands. So I used to ride my bike with no hands, like all kids, right?
Yeah, sure. Right?
Uh-huh. But when I first started riding again a couple years ago, I really struggled riding with no hands, and it tilted me.
Well, the older you get, the more you realize that you're mortal. Like when you're 17, you ride your bike.
No, but I
kind of
lost the balance. But I can tell you, After 2.5 years of riding pretty religiously almost every day, I got it back. I had to hone it, though.
Yeah, but do you really want to ride your bike without holding onto the handlebars?
When you're riding like on a trail, like with a button, it's just like it's straight away, it's fine.
Yeah, but an animal could jump out at you, a stick could be in the middle of the path.
Well, then I would put my hand on it. Believe me, there are times you just get bored, and riding with no hands for me was it.
It's a challenge.
It's enjoyable,
right?
But it is a skill that I lost for a while.
By the way, Drab, did you know Portland has the largest population of cyclists
out
of
all big cities? He's not behind cities.
Oh, sorry,
he's running around. All right, so hopefully, Drab said, I know he's got the engineering taken care of, or he's working on that. He's got the site picked out. I actually don't even know where he's taking me. You say it's next to Circa?
I would guess, yeah. There's a patch of grass there.
Is that a dog park where he's
No, it's, no, it's no, just a regular
it's just
park.
An open
it's not even
air.
A park. It's just an open area.
It's an open area where much
it's not
of,
a park.
Where dogs poop, though.
Oh, I'm sure dogs
people
poop
people bring the
there.
Dogs there, sure.
Yeah.
I see people walking dogs over there every morning.
Right.
So there's definitely poo over there.
When I first came out of the house, I had my slippers on. And then I remembered we were doing the bike.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So I had to put sneakers on.
You had to switch up your footwear.
Yeah, but I probably should have dressed more appropriately for going outside and being on TV.
Mm-hmm. I think you'll be okay. I think you're fine.
Did you ever dress for the TV?
No, but I mean, now I'm going to have like my full body. All right, so they're waving me on. So I'm
going
to go.
What's going on now?
You guys just do filler.
Right.
We're gonna
How long
go.
Does it take you to go over there?
It's going to take me a while. Probably the segment.
Oh, that's right. You're going over here.
We got to get the bike.
Yeah, I got to go get the bike. I
got
to put the wheel on. Hopefully that
works. Yeah. Oh, good luck.
Yeah, I got stuff I got to
do. The wheels
do.
Could fall off.
Yeah, they
James.
Certainly could.
All right, so
they
I'll
go round
to
round,
you guys,
though.
But stay tuned. Yeah. We're going to teach Savannah how to ride a bike. It's going to take about 10 seconds.
All right. Just don't call
Savannah's
her Suzanne 25. Over there.
Sorry.
Don't call her by the wrong name. A side note with cyclists. Now, this is just my own personal experience. To me, they are by far the rudest people that you will encounter.
I know. You've always been talking about
on
that.
On a trail. Like, if you're on a trail sharing with cyclists, walkers, runners, I think that's basically it, that would be on a trail, paved or otherwise, they are the rudest people on the trail.
Can we just take a few a few calls right now? 800-636-1067. Valdez, I'm sorry. You're going to have to answer the calls. But I just want to know if, first of all, do you know people who don't know how to ride bikes, adults?
Right.
And number two, do you think that Bickel will succeed at this? In basically a minute.
I actually applaud Savannah for not knowing how to ride a bike
right.
because I agree with Cakes. Most cyclists that are really into cycling aren't cool.
Right.
They're not cool. Like this
jerks,
is a couple
jerks
days ago,
almost, besides Brian Mitchell.
A couple days ago, besides Brian Mitchell, he gets a pass.
Yeah.
Okay. This is at the Teddy Roosevelt Park, 2 miles
jerks.
From here.
And if you don't know how to ride a bike, then you can never become a jerk.
This is in the parking lot portion. Okay. There's a guy on a bike, and there's a walker that, God forbid, is in his path. And he's screaming at her at the top of his lungs to move out of the way off the path when he could have just clicked his bell or done or you know spoken in a normal tone of voice. But he had to make it all about himself. He had to draw extra attention to himself because he's a rude cyclist.
Now, we love Brian Mitchell.
Love B-Mitch.
But there probably are some people that don't know him when he's riding on the streets. They probably say the same thing you're just saying about them.
They might, but I mean...
Does
B. Mitch strike you as a guy who's just going to yell at the top of his lungs at somebody to get out of his way?
He was feisty as a player.
He is a feisty guy.
He's a feisty dude.
That is true. But wasn't B. Mitch. This was some 130-pounder wearing spandex head to toe.
So I am surprised myself that Susanna McCant does not know how to ride a bike because every adult that I know does.
Now,
but maybe it's more common.
Jason, let's go to line one. This is a good call.
All right, let's go to line
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. By the way, ask me what time I turned off the TV last night because I watched post-game of the World Baseball
I'm going to guess 1:10 a.m.
No, it wasn't that bad. It was like
12:40?
12:20.
Yeah, that's no, you're from another planet.
I just don't understand that.
All right, let's go to Brendan.
And I could have kept – I have no problem staying up. It's the waking up and getting through the day.
Brendan, what's
tough.
Up?
All right, guys. So my 22-year-old is a senior at Virginia Tech, and he does not know how to ride a bike.
Wow.
I did not find that out until I went to visit him probably his freshman or sophomore year and offered to buy him a bike for all of the, you know, distance he has to walk. And he said, Dad, I don't know how to ride a bike. I was like, you don't know how to ride a bike? The thing is, when you co-parent, there's a lot of stuff to teach your kids in a little bit of time, and you don't always communicate with the co-parenter.
So you're blaming on the divorce.
Or you kind of think that they're learning stuff when they're not with you, when you don't have time to teach them when they are with you.
You thought the mom had it.
Especially when you have multiple kids.
But the mom
kids,
thought the dad had it.
Wasn't the giveaway that you never saw your kid riding a bike ever when he was at your house as he was growing up?
Is that an awful feeling?
It's not like when we grew up.
Yeah, it's different.
Kids are inside on video games. It is not like when we were growing up, when you went out in the neighborhood every day.
I agree with you there. I don't see as many bikes and kids riding
bikes. It's a
different
world, no doubt.
As when we were growing up.
All right, let's go to D Woods.
Now for Savannah.
It's all Woods.
For Savannah, the issue is she wants to ride a bike to work, potentially.
Hey, Jason, every time you do your commercial and you say, what's the guy's name? Something Woods. It cracks me up.
Oh, Anthony Woods from Priority. Yeah.
It cracks me up. I feel like it's an homage to me.
It is. You're getting
it is, because I love you. I love everybody named Woods except for Tiger.
Hey, I'm just going to be just so blatant and honest. If you don't teach your kid how to ride a bike or swim, you have failed as a parent. And so that guy that just was online talking about video games, it doesn't matter. You put them on a bike, you throw them in the deep end of the pool, and you say you're going to sink or you're going to swim. Those are just natural things you're supposed to teach as parents. It doesn't matter if you're co-parenting.
You have two daughters, right?
You're a terrible father.
Two daughters, D. Both of them ride bikes?
If my daughters didn't know how to ride a bike, I would feel like I failed as a father.
Hey, D,
I would agree.
D, how old are you, if you don't mind telling the audience?
I'm 40.
Okay, so you're 40.
And D just lost his go-kart in a big accident.
Yeah, I was going to ask if he taught his daughters how to ride a go-kart.
D, what sort of bike did you have growing up? I mean, because a lock, you had some sort of like BMX-type bike, whether it was a Mongoose or some nubs brand like I grew up with. What was your whip growing up?
I had whoever left their bike in the apartment complex, like down on the ground while playing basketball. I would just take their bike and ride it around and bring it back. I didn't get a bike. But that's the thing. Even though I didn't grow up with a bike, we just learned how to do it. I mean, we used to.
So you're doing Capital Bike Share before it was a thing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, put your credit card in.
I will say, I think EB will teach Susan. I'm playing the wrong name.
That's fine.
It's a good game.
I like it.
I think he'll teach Susan how to ride a bike today.
All right.
I think he will.
Well, he's going to want the biggest back padding machine in the world.
I don't even know
if there's one big enough.
You're right. Now I hope he does it.
Yeah. I'm rooting against him.
This will humble him.
Yeah.
I'm definitely rooting against him.
Somehow he claims he's the only guy that wants Sam Howell to be the quarterback. Meanwhile, we have polls. Sam Howell versus Lamar Jackson.
Right.
Sam Howell wins it.
Hey, did you have a friend in your community that just got the best bike from his parents for Christmas one time and it just made you extremely jealous?
I can't remember who it was, but when I was a kid, now this is going way back, I had a Huffy Pro Thunder and I loved it until I saw the kid up the street who had a Mongoose that probably cost five times the amount that my bike cost.
I mean, we've told the story a billion times. My brother, for a very brief period of time, had a silly horror until two kids stole it.
Right. Uh-huh. These things happen.
All right, let's go to line two. Let's go to Ryan. See what Ryan has to say there, Valdez.
Let's go to five.
All right, line five. I'm sorry. David.
Who's unscreened?
Okay. David, what's up?
Hey, I have to have kicks back on this. I have a feeling that the bikers around, it's the biggest D-bag set out there.
Really?
Every time I'm driving down the highway, if you got somebody who's on a 10-speed on a four-lane highway and there's a 10-foot spot where they can be riding their bikes off the highway, if they choose to be on the highway, it's a total douchebag maneuver. Sorry, Case, I had to have your back.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay,
join the club.
I think a lot of people agree with you.
I just think that they're not all of them, obviously. A lot of them are just rude.
No, the worst part about cyclists, and there are a handful of good ones, like Brian Mitchell.
Right.
I just don't want to get beaten up by Brian.
Right.
is that when they ride on the road, you have to adhere to the laws of driving.
Yep.
For instance, you have to stop at a stop sign. You can't just run through it because you're on a bicycle. And a lot of times, they don't do that. And it's not about going too fast or too slow on the highway. It's not a, it's about not adhering to red lights, crosswalks, yield signs, anything like that. Just because they're on a bike, they feel like it doesn't apply to them, but they're riding on the road.
I also
that's my main beef.
I also have a certain level of snobbery as a part-time runner. I kind of look down on cyclists, aside from B. Mitch, of course. He gets a carve-out because you're using a machine to work out. I'm using my silly 2 feet. I feel like I'm doing more work than you. That's just my personal opinion. Well, now, you're going further than me because, hello, you're on a machine with wheels. That's helping you get to where you need to go. I'm doing more work. Again, man, that's just my perspective.
I've just never had that negativity towards the cyclist. But I don't know, maybe something will happen today. All right, so should we take
Take one more. Let's go to line one.
All right, hey, let's go to Dad. Dad, what's up?
You realize you can't, these are not
Good
real
morning.
I'm just going by what I'm seeing, bro. What's up?
So, good morning, man.
Good morning.
In the middle of the pandemic, there was a parents' weekend at my kid's college. Everyone was supposed to go biking. We hadn't biked in 10 years. Pulled the bikes out of the rafters of the garage. It was a pandemic, so to get new tires, there was no good, better, best. I had to pay $38 million for new tires for the bikes, got them all greased up, new helmets. Got on the bike in the parking lot on the parents' weekend. First left turn, took a digger to the left, and broke my collarbone.
Oh, wow. That's brutal. Not fun.
So he forgot how to ride a bike.
Yeah, it did. Sound like it. Just blame it on the pandemic.
It's complete complete pandemic problem. Cost me a fortune. Cost me 3 months with a broken collarbone. But, the truism is it's not like riding a bike because you could forget.
Well, secretly, I'm kind of hoping that happens to Susan today. Because then Bickle will be, he'll be the worst human in the country.
Right.
come on.
Yeah, it's his fault that she.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Is Eric liable for a lawsuit if she falls and busts her knee up or something like that?
No, she needs to sign a waiver. Sarah needs to sign a waiver before she gets on EB's bike.
No, I think he would be liable.
Or you want him to be.
Yeah.
Definitely want him
to be. Sure, of course.
I want something bad to happen.
Always root for misfortune.
All right, let's take a break here. Savannah
Nothing
McCann.
Annoys me more than when Bickle says, hey, get the back patty machine.
Drab and EB are going to see if EB can teach Savannah how to ride a bike. That's next here on the Junkies.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I can ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars. I can ride my bike.
Welcome back. Chucky's come to you live on 106.7 The Fan in D.C., 910 The Fan in Richmond, streaming live via the Odyssey app. And, of course, you can check us out on NBC Sports Washington, where we will have coverage of EB. I think Drab is going to be doing some of the filming with his phone. And Savannah McCann got me thinking.
By the way, kind of rude for EB to flex and, I'm riding with not even my hands on the handlebars doing that bit while Savannah. Poor Savannah can't even ride a bike 5 feet without falling on her head.
He's also bragging from 30 years ago or 40 years ago, actually.
Now, she does have
he's
a helmet.
Talking about when he was 12 years old. He's 53.
She has a helmet. Does she have knee pads?
I hope so.
I think she has a helmet and goggles.
Goggles? All right.
Perfect. Love that setup.
If EB's going to push her from the seat, he better watch where his hands go.
I mean, he talked about that yesterday.
The compliance video.
Make sure you've seen all your compliance videos. Right. Signed off on all of those. Yeah. Watched all the badge stick occurring in those.
Just think of how many people are actually over there, too, because it's 9:30. Yeah, there's people walking up and down the street,
nice weather,
driving. It's nice weather.
It's good,
and they're going to see a grown old man that looks like Dick Van Dyke.
They'll be like, oh, look at that. Isn't that sweet? Man is helping his daughter learn how to ride a bike at the tender age of 25.
Maybe they'll say his granddaughter.
We can only hope that's the case. That would be fantastic.
All right, so where do we stand?
Everyone on the phone right now.
Hey. All right. Do you have video of us? I don't know if Drabby's got the video on us.
It should be coming up soon.
We don't see video yet.
The mic is a disaster. Roger had the battery in his hand. I mean, you should see the disaster.
Oh, wait a second. Is Roger on site with you, or is he?
Oh, yeah. He's on with his Chuck Taylors. And the way he holds his feet is the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
They're so splayed outwards.
They're so wide. All right, so am I good? Am I on camera? Because I want to make sure we get this on video. How's the video look?
You're on right now.
Yeah, you look
okay,
good.
Okay, awesome. All right, now Savannah.
That grass will charge you, but you guys look fine.
So we're going to teach Savannah how to ride this bike. It's not going to be a problem. Not worried. Now, I've watched all my compliance videos. Do I have permission to put my hand on your back? You do? Okay. And I'm going to touch maybe the handlebars. Okay.
I give you permission.
Okay, I have permission.
If I'm falling, please stop me from falling.
Okay. So, I could be your grandfather probably. All right.
Savannah, how nervous are you?
I'm pretty nervous, especially because someone just yelled out, "You got this, Savannah," and then went into an office building.
Yeah, see?
What's your confidence level on a scale of 1 to 10? 10 being the most confident. Okay.
What's your confidence level?
All right, is the mic working?
Yes, it's better. Much better.
Pretty confident. I do feel like the grass trick might work. I'm feeling better about that. I just don't want to fall. But now if I fall, my feet touch the ground. So,
yeah. All right, here you go. Take my phone. I think the microphone's working. Now, here's the trick, guys. Roger here, who doesn't look like he's fleet of foot, he's got to stay with me. Because I'm connected to Roger.
I mean, this is.
Do you see what's happening here?
Wait for this to happen.
This?
It's like human centipede radio.
Hold up. Let's describe
Roger
the
has
here.
To stay with me.
We got you. Baby.
No, I want to describe Roger.
Roger.
Well, we can see Roger, but that grass looks patchy.
Roger, when was the last time you went for a run?
Well, it's been a while.
Yeah, I think it's been a while. All right, what were you going to say, JP?
Just that the grass itself in that area looks very patchy.
It's very clumpy. Yeah. It's very clumpy. Okay, but
is it completely flat there?
It's flat.
Yeah.
But it's very clumpy. She needs to pedal hard, okay, because it's bumpy. But let me say this. There could be poop.
So we're just going to have to dodge poop because people are taking their dogs here, and I don't see any doggy bags or anything. People are just pooping.
Just leaving poop all over the place.
And you're basically a block away from Nationals Park, two blocks away from Nationals Park.
I think they call it Nat's Yard or something. That's what somebody said it's called. Right. I don't know. People are honking. They're driving by. They're giving us thumbs up.
Why aren't you letting Drab hold the Comrex and let Roger do
it? Because he's holding the camera.
Yeah, let Roger hold the camera. Drab,
that is a good point.
What if
Roger holds the camera, and you want to do that?
Yeah. How about switcheroo?
Yeah, do that. You be the camera guy. Can you be the camera guy, Roger?
Sure,
I'll go.
All right, so you're on TV. Your TV.
Who was the player that
guy?
Roger did not know?
All right,
when we had his sports.
All of them.
Yeah, no, you just make sure I'm on TV.
Okay,
let's
do that.
All right. You're okay.
What a debacle.
All right.
You know what?
It doesn't this look like a snuff film?
Hey, Drabby, are we still on TV?
Yes, you're still on TV.
He's good?
As far as I know.
Yeah. No, put me on
Roger.
TV.
Yeah, put the bike on TV, not your face.
Just hold it like that, Roger, like you're taking a picture of somebody at a wedding. All right.
He's an engineer. Right. He should know how to work a camera.
Cakes.
Yes.
Just so you know this.
Yes.
I properly prepared the bike.
All right, good.
I got the seat at very, very low.
All right, she's 5'1".
She can have both feet are firmly on the ground. It's probably a little low. Like if we were doing a bike race, I would raise the seat.
Keep your head in the sky,
because,
feet on the ground, Savannah.
But because she doesn't have ears, but because she's just learning, we have the seat low.
Perfect.
Okay, Cakes?
Yes, of course.
Just humor me. Can you ask Roger if he knows how to ride a bike?
Roger, do you know how to ride a bike? He does.
He does.
Maybe
okay.
After we teach Savannah, we'll see if he can ride one.
We'll see if he's...
That would be entertaining. Yeah.
All right. So
here's what we're going to do. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to walk her a little bit. I'm touching your hand. That's okay, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to... Because your hand is on the handlebar. This is not anything.
Your hand's probably so clammy, too, EB.
No, my hands are money. I have nice big hands. Oh, okay. That's probably not good. All right, Cakes.
Yes.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take a wide turn. We're going to walk a little bit, and then I'm going to give her a push.
Okay.
You're going to start pedaling. Okay. Yep. Then I'm going to give you a push, and you're going to pedal your ass off, okay, and for like 30 or 40 yards.
Okay.
And then when you're comfortable, then you're going to take a wide turn, okay? And then you're going to pedal back to us.
Please make sure Roger
really
is getting this on
again,
video.
Savannah is
Roger, now you
got to
get this on camera, okay, Roger?
EB, elite cycling instructor.
She was a big fan of the World Baseball Classic last night.
So were you.
If she was my daughter, I would have my hand in the back, but I can't do that.
I understand.
So
I get it. The climate we're in,
what's
keep
wrong?
Your
hands
as far away as possible.
Our mics get shorter.
What do you mean? All right. It's hard to do that. I need it. I need it right here. I'm going to be fine. Okay. Okay, you ready? Let's just walk. Just walk. We're going to walk. Roger, you getting us? We're going to walk. How do you feel?
My parents are watching, so I need you to make sure that they can see me right now.
All right.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. All right. So now we're walking, right? We're walking. Now put your feet on the pedals. Put your feet on the pedals. Start pedaling. Come on, Drabby. Come on, Drabby. Pedal fast. But no, it's okay. Hold on. Pedal fast now. No, pedal fast.
It's so
no, pedal fast. All right, I'm going to let you go. Pedal fast. She's riding a bike. She's riding a bike. She's
riding.
Now take a big wide turn. Very wide turn.
She's doing it.
Oh.
Okay.
All right, that was pretty good.
She did it pretty good.
How does that feel?
Bumpy.
Bumpy?
All right.
I mean, do they not have grass seed at the yard?
Hey. Hey, did I teach you how to ride a bike?
They need to get a new
I taught her how to ride a bike. Now, we're going to take a turn right here. We're going to do a turn, okay? Okay, ready, Roger? We're going to do a turn.
Okay,
I'm going to hold you while we turn.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay, all right. Okay. Here we go. We're going to turn a little bit.
Her confidence must be building, though. That was a good start.
Okay.
Pedal.
Yeah, pedaling.
All right, now pedal. You got to pedal through this. Now, okay. Now you're just going to go, okay?
Yeah, you gotta let her go at some
And you're just going to go and keep pedaling.
Yeah, pedal.
Keep pedaling.
Pedal right into M Street.
Travi, I taught her how to ride a bike.
Look at that. That's exciting.
I told you I could do it.
She's done it.
She's riding a freaking bike.
Can I leave? Can I go home?
Turn. Yeah. Just turn. Turn some way. Just turn. Turn. Keep pedaling. Keep pedaling. Turn.
I think that's a
turn.
Word.
Turn.
She's a natural.
Okay.
She's got this.
She's got it.
She's
pedal. Look at that. Pedal through it. Pedal through it.
She's riding a bike.
The next thing we
She's riding
do,
a bike, Cakes.
Can you teach EB to run a quarter of a mile?
Hey, I'm trying to broadcast.
Hey, it's early. I'll give him a little bit of a pass.
Now put your feet out. Now put your feet out. Okay. Boom. Okay. What do you say?
Why am I so out of breath? It shouldn't have been that hard.
What do you think?
I kind of hate it.
You do? That doesn't feel like euphoric?
I kind of want to try again, though, so that's probably a good sign.
Yeah.
Look at that. Is she ready for the road yet? You won't put her on the road.
Yeah, when's she get ready for pavement?
I did it. Wow.
Just taking baby. Do you want to try the... It's less bumpy.
It is less bumpy.
All right, we're
going
to try the sidewalk.
Oh, boy. This could get dicey.
How do we sound? Hold on. How do we sound, Valdez?
You sound great.
You sound good. You sound good.
She's
been doing
the Peloton.
It's a little hot, but I'm trying to ride it.
My whole
thing. JP, stop trying to take away my shine. This is about
you
me.
You taught a 25-year-old.
And my method.
No, this is about Savannah.
Back padding machine. Get it out, right?
Are you ready? Okay, let's go. Here we go. You just got to pedal through any obstacle, any problem. Look, okay? Roger. Roger's not going to be able to keep up.
You guys,
no chance.
Roger's can't
and then work. Put your fingers near your brakes. You can slowly brake if you want.
Look, she's riding
and then
on
you
the
put
sidewalk.
Your feet out.
That's a winner.
Well, the sidewalk's easy.
Hey, Cakes. Yes, somebody's
sir.
Riding a bike here.
She is riding a
somebody
bike,
somebody taught
yes.
somebody how to ride a bike. She's riding a bike. She's riding a bike.
That back right. pass machine.
Want to
do
a turn? Don't go onto the road.
You better brake.
Hit the brakes. Hit
oh,
the brakes.
Is like sideways. Oh,
I think Roger fell over.
We had a technical issue.
Roger fell over for real?
I don't know.
All right. I lost my ears.
On delay over here.
I can't hear you guys.
Hey,
hold on.
Put the mic away from your mouth a little more. It's,
hey.
It's clipping.
Yeah, it's popping a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, sorry.
It's all good.
Hey.
Yeah, back padding.
I taught her how to ride a bike.
Yeah, come on.
What
now.
Did I tell you, Cakes?
Hey, how about congrats,
hey,
Savannah?
How did you
you're
like
riding
that?
A bike.
Much better than the grass, I think. Grass is a little bumpy. Yeah.
Right. But do you think you kind of can do it now?
Totally. Straight lines are so easy.
Right. And then the turning, you'll get that too. You guys can interview her.
Now
hold
she's
on.
Got cycling arrogance. I like this. I'm a fan of this.
Rogers. So I've been watching kind of on a delay. So we have like the live feed over there, which
right.
is tough for me to watch.
They were going to have Roger originally running alongside the bike. What
but Rogers' finger blocking out 20% of the camera was priceless.
Look, this is not a professional outfit. I think they did a good job.
Hey, maybe you can get the back padding machine back because you did win the spelling bee.
I did. That's true.
I feel like the back padding needs to be spread around.
Some of those words are butt easy. Maintenance, restaurant. Are you kidding?
Restaurant, not easy. I missed it.
Hey, EB.
Yes.
What place did you finish in the spelling bee?
That's unimportant. That doesn't matter about life. This is a life skill right here.
Let's interview Savannah.
That's why God gave us spell check.
She conquered a fear. She's riding a bike now. She's a cyclist.
Yeah,
she's a full-blown cyclist.
Put it this way. You guys are all going to be forgetful. Hmm. She is never going to forget EB. Never.
I know. Tell Jason I might have a new favorite.
Oh, there you go, Jay.
That hurts. That stings.
Okay. Hey, by the way, you want to see Roger give it a go?
Yes. That would be hilarious.
All right, Roger, let's go, buddy.
Yeah, I think.
Roger, do you want to buckle the helmet or are you confident? He's good.
Let me see that.
Give him a helmet.
He's got a helmet. I think he's got a bunch of helmets.
He might need a new tire after this one.
Hey, Brad.
It's good. Everything sounds good.
Look at Roger the Dodger.
Hey, that helmet fits him fine. He's good. He's good to go.
It's not going to fall out. All right, Roger. Roger, do you want me to hold your hand? Oh, you're good? You know how to do this?
Make sure he clips his foot in.
You go down on the sidewalk all the way down. Let me see Roger ride a bike.
Good luck getting that flipper clipped in.
He's got the weirdest flippers, Cakes.
All right, Roger can ride a bike.
He's cool.
Look at that.
He can't name a member of his favorite team, the Buffalo Bills.
It doesn't matter.
Hey,
but
Cakes,
he can ride a bike.
I would have bet against that.
He barely knows where Buffalo is, I bet.
Hey, if Roger had any radio instincts, he would run into the trash can on purpose.
He'd crash. Yeah, he doesn't have the radio instincts.
All right, there it is. Congrats. EB, you have taught Savannah how to ride a bike.
That is impressive.
Good job, Savannah.
Thank you. Good job, Savannah.
Good job, Bickle.
Good job, Roger. Way to go, buddy.
You're not EB to me. You're Bickle.
And Drab. Good job to Drab, too. All right, so that was a success. All right, we all know plumbing problems always seem to strike at the worst possible time. It's inevitable. Keep spilling, Rick. So no matter what your plumbing Bickle/Pickle is, nor when it happens. You can schedule an appointment with the Crop Metcalf 5-star plumbing experts at CropMetcalf.com. Save time and schedule now to have a Crop Metcalf 5-star plumbing technician at the ready to expertly handle any plumbing predicament you may find yourself in. You don't even have to call. Just visit CropMetcalf.com to schedule Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan in D.C. 910 The Fan in Richmond. Odyssey app, wherever you may be. We do the Junkies poll of the day, presented by Van Meter Homes. I actually put it up on our Instagram page. Follow us on Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio. Mm-hmm. We opened up the show talking about the World Baseball Classic. Great ending last night, even though the Americans didn't win. It was Ohtani against his teammate. Mike Trout struck him out. Japan wins the World Series by one. And the poll of the day was, did you watch the World Baseball Classic?
You mean any of it or the final?
It's written, did you watch the World Baseball Classic? So I think it could be any of it.
Can I guess?
Sure.
Yes is 38%.
I think that's about where I would have guessed, 35-ish percent.
I think you're off. And now I know the results because these are our listeners. Our listeners tend to be sports fans. So as it stands right now, it is 52% yes, watch the WBC, 48% no.
Okay. All right.
I mean, even EB watched last night. You watched more of it. I don't know if Cakes watched a single. Did you watch a single strike?
I thought I would check in during Caps Jacks last night. Mm-hmm. Didn't. During intermissions, I just did. I wasn't compelled to.
Your American pride didn't come out?
No, and I usually get behind, obviously, the World Cup team Olympics, I'm a little, hit or miss.
Depends on the event.
Depends on the event.
Yeah.
But for this event, I didn't feel moved to watch it, despite all the hype. And I know it was exciting to people that watched it.
I watched, like, post-game coverage, like I told you, like 12:15. Otani, they were giving him props for his pregame speech. Mm-hmm. He said, I mean, it's a translated version. He said, let's stop admiring them. If you admire them, you can't surpass them. We came here to surpass them, to reach for the top for one day. Let's throw away our admiration for them and just think about winning.
And that's what they did.
Because he said,
and he's now 102 to Trout.
I think he knows English a lot more than
he probably does.
Than it, you know, he doesn't speak it.
Yeah.
But I can't remember who asked the question. It might have been A-Rod. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, who were your favorite American players growing up? And then it went through the interpreter, but he said Big Poppy and A-Rod because they were sitting
he's
there.
Just being a diplomat,
he's just trying to be funny.
Well, it's like Hideki Matsuyama, the golfer. He always has an interpreter when he does, you know, after he won the Masters, he had the interpreter there. But they've said he can speak English.
Right.
It's choppy and it's broken, obviously, but he just doesn't feel comfortable doing interviews with them. So
I can relate. Yeah. That's my Spanish at this point. I don't practice it much. It is choppy.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
but I was able to speak to a
Bickle
class.
Is Bickle back in the building, or is he? What's going on, Drake?
He probably got in his car and left.
Carlos told us no bikes in the building.
Oh, he did?
Oh, really?
So he took it down to the. His car.
I'll tell you what, Carlos doesn't mess around.
Yeah, apparently not.
Even if he likes you, he sticks to the rules.
So, like, you're not allowed to bring a bicycle into the lobby and then, like, put it in the elevator? Like, that's off limits here?
I saw him.
I don't know.
I saw him one morning. There was a guy. I was leaving the building. I saw him tell a guy who was sitting on just kind of the arm.
Okay.
Of the couch?
Sure.
He said, no, you can't sit on the arm of the couch. You got to sit on the seat.
You know what?
He doesn't mess around.
He has standards. He runs a tight ship down there.
I got a couple texts. People really love the segment, so thank you, Drabby. Congrats to EB, and congrats to Savannah.
Yep. Hey, go ahead. Do it. Good job.
I think Savannah deserves a lot of credit.
Absolutely.
Susanna, nice job.
She conquered her
Plus,
fears.
She admitted that she didn't know how to ride a bike a couple weeks ago.
And now she can do it for the rest of her life. Because of you.
Yeah.
Although she didn't seem that eager, especially at first.
She seemed terrified when she first started to run.
I think she was nervous.
Yeah.
And the bumpy grass,
it did
throw her.
Sure.
But once we put her on the sidewalk, it was a lot more enjoyable for her.
And Roger surprised me. He actually looks like he rides a bike fairly well.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, right. With the belly right there.
Now you're joking.
I love Roger.
But definitely, you guys.
He wears size 30 jeans.
It was a smart move.
That's right, he does.
To move Drab to your point man next to you versus Roger.
Oh, that would have been.
Yes, back patting machine to
thank
Cakes.
You, thank you. I'll use that.
Good job.
Good call.
Did the audio, once we got going, did it stay?
Yeah, it stayed. It was a little clippy, but I can imagine you're running with a microphone.
Yeah, sorry.
But no, it was good.
It worked out well. People seemed to like it.
The video was good. And even Roger, he put his finger, but like in the shot.
Yeah, his finger was in the shot. Literally, in the shot.
That was funny every now and then, but you got to see the actual ride.
There were a lot of gawkers down at the yard.
No, but there were people walking around. Okay. And some cops were driving by and honking.
They were.
Very good.
Yeah.
For an AV guy, I didn't expect Roger to go ghost white when we handed him the camera to film this. Right.
Can you film this?
I mean, he's just straight panicked.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a little nervous.
I just didn't think he'd be able to keep up with the bike. You know what I mean?
All right.
Like,
I just can't believe how much I'm sweating.
Sure. It's a brisk early morning workout.
It is warm out there.
Right. It was warm, and also I was out of breath just trying to keep up and talk. You know, when you run, you don't talk.
I mean, you are trying to keep up with the bike.
I mean it depends. Yeah. If you're running, like, I'm sure when Cakes runs with Farley, they talk.
Some, but I mean, like, he's
I'm not a talker.
Farley will talk the whole time.
Yeah, but he's basically a race. He's race walking when he runs with me because I'm so slow. Like, for him, it's a fast.
There are a lot of people like
I'm
the
seeing a
like
screen
the bit.
Cap. Oh my god,
Jason Scott Seville said he stopped his lesson
That's
so he
hilarious.
Could listen.
Seville, did he really?
Yeah, he stopped his lesson so he could
All right,
listen.
So Drabby,
are we supposed to know who that is?
No, I just
it's
made
just a
him.
Friend of ours.
Drabby, can we get the video? Can we get Adam? I know he's doing a shift in Richmond, but I mean, come on. The long commercial break. Can he cut the segment or something?
Oh, well,
we get the video
we'll
out there.
We'll have Colin from NBC send it over to us, and we'll put it up. We'll figure something out. Yeah, we got to put that out there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm desperate to see the segment to see how it came out.
Even though Grant listened on the radio, said it was his favorite segment of the year. No video.
That doesn't bode well for the show. But it was a good segment.
I guess I like radio.
I like radio.
Yeah.
So, That is hilarious. Somebody did Venmo me a dollar if you want to tip
Radio
me.
Radio Insider.
Eric-Bickle.
Savannah should Venmo you.
But you know what? You're right.
Hey, you made a great point saying that you know, you'll forget about this segment, but Savannah will remember how you taught her to ride a bike forever.
Forever.
You'll always be on
when
her brain.
When she has kids, she's going to think back. Yeah. She's going to take them on the grass.
She's going to take them on the grass and say, hey, this is the creepy old dude taught me how to ride a bike.
I already told her, when your kids, don't even bother with training wheels. The training wheels are for losers. Go right to the grass. You know, your kids can make fun of the other kids with training wheels. They can bully them.
Creative bullying. Yeah.
You know, you don't need training wheels. You need, Drabby, admit, you were, Drabby told me, I didn't, he thought it was going to take me an hour to teach her.
I was impressed. Yeah. I know I'm going to get sick of the bragging very quickly.
Sure, of course.
Come on, he never does that.
No. Congrats to you.
Yes. Thank you. Thank
and
you.
Congrats to Savannah.
Hey, you were right.
Why is somebody saying JP's always hating? Was he hating on my skills?
No, I just threw him the spelling bee thing. He was joking on your back padding, so I was trying to give you for finishing last. Just bust some balls. All right, B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.